How would you describe the negotiations with Brian's camp in order to get this deal done?
Well, so it's something that, again, we started working, I guess, several weeks ago on it. Something that was kind of talked about really at the end of the season last year. When we spoke with Brian in his exits, he had indicated that he'd like to, find a way to stay here. We talked with his representatives at that point and said, we need to find a way to make this work, and we'll get back to you in due course. And, trying to, do things methodically and take some time on it. And, it came together a couple of days ago, really, where, just ironing out the final details type thing and be able to announce it today. So we're excited. Anytime a player foregoes free agency and the opportunity to go to the market and basically pick where they want to play, for a player like Brian, who had 30 teams in front of him, we're excited that he chose to stay with us.
He said the term was important to him and that wasn't much of a sticking point between the two sides. Why did this term work for you guys as well?
Well, it's when we signed Buff, 5 years work, this year 6 years works. When a player goes to free agency, naturally they're going to want the most term they possibly can. You see deals in free agency going to 6 and 7 years as well. So, for us, it's a combination of term, combination of AAV, and some short-term planning and some long-term planning as well.
Do you feel it sends the positive message, certainly, that another player's long-term deal that's kind of had the exactly what you said, could have the opportunity to go to free agency, but is buying into the plan here?
I don't know if that, again, sends a message. It is the message. It's a reality. The players within the room feel that this is a place that they want to be in. They want to try and win. They want to, prove that we have what it takes to make it happen. And it's a good feeling when those things do happen. But I don't know what the right word is, but there's a resolve in there that these guys want to make it happen.
You hear from so many people around the league that call them underrated. When you watch him on the ice, what stands out for you kind of in his development over the last number of years now?
Well, he is a very consistent player, and you can use him in a lot of different areas, whether it's, we haven't really seen it here, but his most productive season in the NHL from a goals perspective was as a winger. And so he has the ability to score goals. He has the ability to make plays. He's been perennially one of our, 50% plus faceoff guys. And I think you don't really appreciate him until you don't have him. And we've had, unfortunately, 2 years where he's missed extended period of times with freak injuries. But, that's when you really, really hits home, the type of two-way, player, 200-foot player he is. And the quiet leadership that he provides, within the room. And there's zero maintenance with him. He comes to play each and every day. He's always one of the top physical testing players in here. And Paul Maurice, really said it best when he came in here. He said, sitting behind, the desk and in the media, you don't really appreciate it. And then he says, when you're behind the bench, and he says, you're constantly looking to call his name to be the guy to go out in a key situation.
You've had core pieces going to the last year of the deals before. What does it mean to get the deal done before camp and before any potential distractions may have been hanging over?
Well, again, you want to take care of business as much as you can in a responsible fashion, and there should be no distractions going into this year in any regard with respect to contracts. Again, health is something that we all. For me, I go to bed and cross my fingers every night that for us we can stay healthy, because that's the big X factor for us moving forward here. And everything looks to be going that way here in medicals this morning. But again. When a player has an opportunity to say, look, I'd like to stay here and really see this through, it's an exciting time.
Kevin, when you're looking towards the term on Brian's deal here, what kind of a player do you expect him to be in years 5 and 6?
Well, I think, the fact that he's a responsible 200-foot player now, that'll never change. I think that's, you know, something that is always going to be a hallmark, you know, for him. I think the areas of the game that he excels at, you know, he can control the play, but he doesn't have to be a guy that, you know, sets the high tempo. He can play at different tempos. So, you know, again, if you want to keep veteran players and you want to continue to surround young players with quality people, that's, the term is the trade-off, whether it's now or whether it's July 1st. July 1st, sometimes, you know, when you get into those situations where, you know, you don't have a player or a player leaves and you need to replace, you know, you might be over-terming and over, you know, overpaying even to a greater extent. So this term, you know, works for both sides. This AAV works for both sides in the short and long term. And, you know, did Brian leave some money on the table? You know what? You'd have to go to July 1st to figure that out. But, you know, he was willing to make it happen now.
How's it going to affect the way you deal with the UFAs and the RFAs you've got coming up in the next year or two?
Everyone's unique. Every UFA situation, every RFA situation is unique. There's different circumstances. All you can really deal with is what's in front of you at the moment. You know, the CBA allows for different things at different points in time. But again, the uniqueness of this CBA is that you don't know where the salary cap goes on any given year until just before, July 1st. And, essentially, given the amount of performance bonuses that we believe, we're going to have to pay, as history has shown in the last year where we paid $4 million, we're essentially a cap team when it comes to that. So you have to be mindful of making sure that you don't spend over the cap to decrease the amount of cap that you have moving forward.
So how much concern is there about an Ehlers deal or a Line A deal 2 years down the road?
Those players are RFAs, so there's, again, the CBA allows for those type of situations.
What can you tell us about that no move or modified no move for
Brian? It's complicated, but it's for the first couple of years, it's a no move, and then it changes into a no trade, and it's basically that. Like, we don't reveal the no trade terms as far as teams or anything like that, but it's something that's unique.
So the first 2 years no move, or the first 3 years? He thought it was three.
It's till the end of the 19-20 regular season.
Okay.
It starts now. Like, you're able to retroactively do things in the as far as adding a no move to this current season coming up as well.